也感谢神让我们能够在主日能够聚在这里来敬拜赞美我们的神。
Thank God, Lord, that we're able to gather here to worship our God this morning.
那礼拜五我讲到从诗篇来看哀歌变赞美。
On Friday night, I talked about how we go from lamentation to praising God.
那昨天晚上谈了一个来赞美神的一个主题。
And last night we talked about let's come and praise Lord, our Lord.
那讲到引用了一节很重要的经文，再讲到赞美的时候讲到神是圣洁的，而且他以以色列的赞美为他的宝座。
We talked about a verse, in Psalm where God is holy and he enthroned on the praises of Israel.
这以赞美为神的宝座。
That God made his throne out of our praises.
这是在诗篇里头一句很伟大的话。
This is a writing that was in the book of Psalm.
再想到这是什么一回事情呢？
When you think about it, you know, what does this really mean?
越想就越深。
And you can't help but to ponder on it.
越想就越兴奋起来。
And as you ponder, you become excited.
没有办法用几句话就可以把它讲得明白。
It's really hard to make it clear in just a few sentences.
圣经里都描写以我们的赞美成为神的宝座。
The Bible describes that our praises become the throne of God.
这个描写跟神的王权有密切关系。
This description has a close association with God's sovereignty.
所以在刚才所念的诗篇里头47篇第八节就说上帝作王治理万国，上帝坐在他的圣宝座上。
As we just read in chapter 47, it says, For God is the king of all the earth, sing to him a song of praise.
神坐在他的圣宝座上。
That God is seated on his holy throne.
这是在诗篇里头给我一个很大的一个安慰和鼓励的话。
This is a great comfort and encouragement to me when I read this.
因为神坐在他的圣宝座上。
Because God is seated on his holy throne.
Right. 使我们能够信靠他，赞美他。
So that we can trust in him and praise him.
所以在诗篇里头有一种类型的诗篇我们叫做君王诗篇。
So in Psalm, there's a type of song that we call, the song of king.
The royal song.
The royal song.
一共有七篇这样的诗篇。
There are seven songs like that.
讲到神是君王。
It says that God is our king.
我们明白神是创造主。
That God is our creator.
神也是救赎主。
That God is our savior.
但是诗篇给我们看到一个更重要的一个图像，就是神他也是君王。
And more importantly, the Bible let us see that God is our king.
所以耶和华做王这个观念在诗篇里头是非常重要的。
This is an important concept that the Lord, our God, is also our King.
在诗篇第47篇第二节到第三节这样说。
In Psalm 47, verse 2 to verse 3.
因为耶和华至高者是可畏的，他是治理全地的大君王，他叫万民附在我们以下，又叫列邦附在我们脚下。
It says, How awesome is the Lord Most High, the great King over all the earth. He subdued nations under us, people under our feet.
然后在95篇第3到第5节
And in chapter 95, verse 3 to 5.
95篇第三到第五节，因耶和华为大神，为大王，超乎万神之上，地的深处在他手中，山的高峰也属他，海洋归他，是他造的，旱地也是他手所造成的。
Psalm 95 verse 3 to 5. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hands are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land.
啊，这节经文讲到他超乎万神之上。
It says that he is above all gods.
这句话不是说世界上还有别的神。
It doesn't mean there are other gods in this world.
神只不过是这些众神之中的最大的一位。
It doesn't mean that our God is only one of the big ones in the many gods.
所以当圣经说神超乎万神之上，意思说在人心目中所有的神，所有的偶像都不能够跟耶和华神相比。
So what the psalm is saying is that in all our imagination and all the idol worship that we have, nothing can compare to our God.
所以万神之上这样崇高的一个称呼，对神来说那是绝对的一个境界。
This is an absolute sovereignty.
强调耶和华神是万神之神，万主之主。
Emphasize that God is the God of all God, King of all kings.
他是掌管宇宙、创造、历史、生命的主。
That he rules through universe, creation, history, and all our lives.
所以在世人的心目中，他们的神是这样的一个神。
So when the psalmist write the book of Psalm, this is the God that they have in mind.
他们的神不是一个小神，他们的神是一个万神之神。
Their God is not a small God.But the God of all gods.
他的神不是一个小的主人，他的神是万主之主。
It's a king of all kings.
他这是他们对神的认识。
This is their understanding of our God.
这也是他们能够赞美这位神的缘故。
That's why they can praise him.
神坐着为王，坐在他的宝座上。
God is sitting on his holy throne.
所以当圣经说神坐着为王，这是什么意思呢？
So when the Bible talks about God sitting on his throne, what does that mean?
我想到一个君王，如果他坐在他的宝座上，坐着为王的时候，是什么一回事？
So what does it mean when a king is sitting on his throne and he's the king?
你知道最近这个中东很多国家就很多动乱。
You probably read on the news, there's a lot of turmoil in the Middle East nowadays.
这些国家其实在过去几十年来看起来是蛮稳定的。
In the past several years, they might have seemed to be steady and stable.
来，从 Tunisia 到埃及。
From Tunisia to Egypt.
还有这个利比亚，还有叙利亚，这些国家一直来就是在这些统治者强权的管制之下。
They all seem to be under the rulership of a tyrant.
来，所以他们坐在他的宝座上是稳稳的。
They seem to be sitting on their throne.
这个叫坐坐为王。
Does that mean sitting on, does that what it means to be sitting on this throne?
Right. 很稳，很舒服。
Very comfortable.
很有权力。
Very powerful.
没有什么惧怕。
There's nothing to be afraid of.
但是今年好像这个局势改变了。
But you read the news this year, it seems like everything changed.
老百姓抗议了。
That all the people rebelled against the...
示威了。
In their
demonstration,
示威
了。哇，这些统治者坐在他的宝座上是坐立不安的。
So now the rulers, they can't really sit on their throne.
坐五分钟要起来一下。
They probably have to get up every 5 minutes.
那个就是当人他们连宝座都保不住了。
So when man can't even keep his throne.
所以我们现在这个叙利亚那个阿萨总统现在他就最担心。
You see that the president of Syria is very worried.
那当然还有世界上还有很多国家的领袖有时候也蛮担心。
Of course, there's also other leaders in different nations. They're worried.
因为坐在宝座上也不好玩的。
Because it's not fun to sit on the throne.
你坐那边一下子要站起来，坐立不安，这个宝座很难坐下去。
Because you don't have peace and you don't have the authority.
所以在人间里头，你看见那些所谓统治者、君王，他们的朝代说是很不稳固的。
So if you look into history and look at all the kings in history, you realize that their governorship is not stable.
很容易会出问题。
There's a lot of problems associated with it.
但是当我们看天上的时候，耶和华坐着为王的时候，坐在他宝座上的时候，我们看见是神绝对的一种掌权。
But when we look at the kingdom of heaven, when God is seated on his throne, God has total sovereignty.
所以圣经说，当耶和华坐在他的宝座上，这个姿态有三个意思。
So when God is sitting on the throne, there's three meanings to it.
一个表示神在天上执掌他的王权。
Now, number one, God is in heaven, ruling from heaven.
You can find it.
Can't find it.
Yeah. 二，上表示神执行他绝对公义的审判。
It also means that God is carrying out his righteous judgment.
因为一个君王，假设他以腐败的方式来执行他的政权的时候，他心中是不安的。If
a king who carries out his judgment corruptly, he will not find peace in his heart.
他坐在自己的宝座上，心里也是不平衡的。He's
always afraid when he's sitting on his throne.
所以当神坐在他的宝座上稳定的时候， 也是他能够执行公义的审判。So
when we talk about our God sitting on his throne, it means that he's carrying out his righteous judgment.
第三，耶和华坐着为王，表示他的政权永远的稳固。Number
three, when we talk about God sitting on the throne, it means that his reign will reign forever.
也是这样的一幅图画，这样的一个信仰吸引了我们。
So it's this kind of picture that draws us close to God.
我给你们看一组圣经，是很重要，也是可能你熟悉的，在诗篇29篇第10到11节。If
you turn to your Bible, chapter 29, verse 10 to 11.
29篇第10到11节。
Chapter 29, verse 10 to 11.
29篇第10节，11节说：洪水泛滥之时，耶和华坐着为王，耶和华坐着为王，直到永远。耶和华必赐力量给他的百姓，耶和华必赐平安的福给他的百姓。The
Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord is enthroned as king forever. The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace.
这里描写洪水泛滥之时，耶和华坐着为王。
It talks about when there's a flood, God is still enthroned above.
那是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
最近有一首这个诗篇的赞美诗叫做坐着为王，你们会唱吗？ 有听过吗？ 好。
Recently, there's a song called God Enthroned Above.
他这歌词里头也引用了这节经文，洪水泛滥的时候，耶和华坐着为王。This
song reference chapter 29 here that God is enthroned over the flood.
这个洪水泛滥在希伯来文，这个叫做马布这个字，In
Hebrew,
是什么意思呢？
The word magu, what does that mean?
那洪水泛滥是什么意思？
So what does it mean when there's a flood coming?
我们想到可能是水灾。
Is it like a natural disaster?
现在这个泰国就面对水灾的问题了。
Thailand just recently had a flood.
不久前我们宾州好像2个月前也下了很多雨水，
2 months
ago, 我们也有水灾,
we had a flood in Pennsylvania.
不晓得 Maryland 有没有淹水,
I'm not sure if Maryland got anything.
但是宾州很多地方就是淹水,
but a lot of places in Pennsylvania got flooded.
对,还有这个 Katrina 那边, 几年前也淹大水,
a couple years ago when Katrina came, there was also a flood.
但是圣经 提到洪水泛滥不是指一般的淹水,
so but when the Bible talks about the flood, it's not talking about natural disaster.
甚至不是指挪亚时代的洪水,
not even talking about the flood during the Noah's time.
那只是天灾一些人祸,
that's just natural disaster.
这些水灾发生但是也会过去的,
these kind of flood will come and go.
洪水泛滥在这里其实是用一种比喻来说明世界的黑暗。The
flood is a symbolize the darkness in the world.
讲到这个世界的混乱罪恶还有敌对上帝的强大势力。It
symbolizes the trials and the difficult times we face and even the oppression from our enemies.
意思就是这个时代的罪恶这个混乱这个黑暗的势力在掌权。
It's talking about the force of darkness ruling over this world.
但是耶和华在他的上面坐为王。
But God is above the darkness sitting on his throne.
意思说神要胜过这一切。
It means that God will be victorious over the darkness.
这些残害生命,这些伤害神子民的一种黑暗的势力,但是神要掌权。
God will reign over all the darkness.
耶和华坐为王。
God is sitting on the throne.
这是诗篇给我们看到一个非常重要的一个信仰。
This is a concept that we saw in reading the book of Song.
在诗篇,我们看到这个君皇诗篇的时候,神让我们的视野从人间转到天上。
So when we read these royal songs, God turns our focus from this world into the kingdom of heaven.
所以我在看诗篇的时候,我真的是为着神给我们的启示来感谢他。
So I thank God for the revelation that we receive when we read the book of Song.
它本来诗篇就是人向神的祷告和赞美。
Song is really prayer and praises from the human beings.
是人的经历,是人的感受,还有人对上帝的呼求。
It's from our experience, our feelings, and our cry out to God.
是人发出一些赞美感恩的声音。
There's some praises that's coming out of us.
所以基本上来说,从诗篇我们应该看得到是人的事情,而不是看见上帝的启示。
So you would expect that what you read in Psalm is something that's happening to us, to mankind, but not in heaven.
所以在读诗篇的时候, 我们最大一个挣扎是说,我们看见的是,应该是人的经历,人的层面,还有人间的事情。
So the struggle we have when we read the book of Psalms is we expect to see things that are happening down here.
这是诗人的祷告,
which is a prayer from the psalmist.
但是当我们深入去看诗篇的时候,
but when we dive into the Word of God,
我们就发现诗篇一步一步地把我们从人间
We realize the Psalms take us step by step from this earth into heaven.
那诗人的祷告文原来是表达他内心的事情，结果反而是被神圣化来对我们讲话。
God used the word of mankind to speak to us.
所以我在想要读诗篇的时候应该怎么读呢？
So how should we read Book of Psalm then?
第一个读法就是说，我们说这是诗人的祷告，我们要了解诗人在想什么、经历什么，是从一个客观的角度来了解另外一个人的属灵经历。You
can read it
诗篇第一个感受。
You can read it as a personal prayer and try to figure out what the psalmist is going through.
第二个步骤，你发现神把我们这个人引进了诗人的生活经历里头，变成好像。 就是我的祷告了。
And you sometimes you come to realization that your life becomes like the psalmist. You're in the same situation. It became your prayer.
这个为什么弟兄姐妹这么喜欢读诗篇？
So that's the reason why we love to read song.
因为一读诗篇，我们就进去诗篇里头。
Because a lot of time reflects our own life and we get into it.
第三个，当我们进入诗篇里的时候，我们就看见那位诗人心中的神。
And when we're in the same situation as the psalmist, we also see the same God.
然后你发现神把我们带进他的国度里头去了解认识他。
And God bring us into His kingdom so we may know Him.
他调整我们的视野，怎么样从人间明白人间的事情，然后进到一个超越的地界。
He transforms our views from this earth into the kingdom of heaven.
在圣经那么多书卷里头，诗篇是很特别的。
So in all these different books in the Bible, Psalm is very special.
所以我鼓励弟兄姐妹，你读诗篇的时候做这几样事情。
So I encourage you when you read Psalms, you do the following.
第一个就是你读诗篇， you read Psalm, 读诗篇。
First, you have to read.
Right.第二个呢，你就默想诗篇。
Second is meditate.
第三个呢，你是背诗篇。
And third, memorize.
第四个呢，你唱诗篇。
And last, number four, you sing the songs.
那为什么我这样讲呢？
And why do I say that?
因为读是用眼睛来看。
Because when you read, you're reading with your eyes.
你默想的时候是心中消化。
When you meditate, you're digesting in your heart.
第三个，你背的时候，你永远不忘。
And when you memorize, you'll never forget it.
第四个，你能够把你的信念唱出来，那个就是另外一种生命的表达。
And when you're able to sing the songs, it's another expression of your life. It's a proclamation of God's salvation.
所以为什么诗篇要我们唱歌？
That's why the psalm invites us to sing.
你要唱出你的信仰啊
！To sing out your faith，
这是传达神的救恩的一个方式。唱出你的信仰
，To proclaim the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ。
你不但要能够讲出你的信仰，你要唱出你的信仰。
Not only you'll be able to speak it, but you'll be able to sing it。
诗篇太好了，
Song is great。
我花了不少时间研读诗篇。我心里想，如果神再给我多点时间，我还要花时间去把诗篇搞得更清楚。
I spent a lot of time reading songs, but I pray to God if I have more time, I'm going to spend even more time to understand it.
所以我常常在想，讲到我们主耶稣当年在世界上生活侍奉那段年日。
I often wonder what it's like for Jesus Christ to be on the earth for that 30-some years.
耶稣对圣经是很熟悉的。
He must be very familiar with scripture.
然后我问弟兄姐妹，耶稣的圣经是什么圣经？
What Bible does he have? What kind of Bible does he have?
耶稣圣经就是旧约圣经。
Christ had the Old Testament.
耶稣没有今天我们的新约圣经。
He doesn't have the New Testament.
所以耶稣的圣经就是旧约圣经。
His Bible was the Old Testament.
那耶稣对圣经熟不熟？啊，你怎么知道他熟
？Do you know if Jesus was familiar with the Bible？
对啊，你说他是上帝儿子，当然熟嘛。
You might think that since he's God,
son of God, 他的话语他都不熟就有问题。
If he doesn't even know what he said,
所以为什么耶稣他少年的时候，他就讲到那些？文士拉比非常惊讶的。
So even as a teenager, Jesus debated with the scribes in the temple, and they're surprised.
他不但圣经熟熟，他对圣经的了解，他的角度，那些文士法利赛人根本都还不到那个地步。
Not only Jesus was familiar with the scripture, but his understanding of it was surpassing all the scribes at the time.
那这些法利赛人文士常常注重的就是那些。小节繁文细节那些形式那些就是一直教导别人做自己做不到的一些道理。
All the Pharisees and the teachers' laws, they drew on the details and teach things that no one can ever achieve, even themselves cannot achieve.
常常被一种传统被一种人的看法困住了。
They are constrained by the human tradition.
但是耶稣他讲圣经 真的很精彩，难怪为什么他每次讲到都有很多人去听，我讲到都没有几个人来。
So, I'm sure it was very excited for Jesus to preach, because there's these thousands of people listening, and when Pastor Leo preach, you don't see
not many people come.
Not many, yeah.
Andrew 不好意思翻。好，我问弟兄姐妹，你想，当耶稣在了解旧约的时候，你认为他常常会引用圣经，他讲到，他引用的最多的是什么书卷？
Do you know what book Jesus referenced the most?
你应该知道了。
You probably should know.
啊？什么生命记？我现在在讲诗篇
呢。It's not Deuteronomy, because I'm talking about song right now.
耶稣引用最多的是诗篇，生命记是 second.
So, Jesus referred to the book of song the most, the second is Deuteronomy.
也可能是 third, 因为可能以赛亚是 second.
Isaiah, the book of Isaiah might be second.
Yeah, 我们很难去算，不过呢，耶稣引用诗篇最多。
Even in Psalm 150, the New Testament used it 35 times.
引用最多的就是诗篇110篇。
The most referred to was Psalm 110.
讲到那个你是我的儿子，我今日生你那一节经文。
Where it says,
You are my son.
You are my son.
讲到你是我的儿子，我今日生你。Psalm 2也有。
Psalm
2也有。110篇是讲到他的麦基洗德那一个等师做祭司。
Psalm 110 talks about his role as the priest, the royal priest.
所以诗篇，耶稣在为什么耶稣引用诗篇那么多呢
？Why did Jesus refer to Psalm that much？
因为跟他有关系。
Because it's talking about him。
耶稣每次引用诗篇，都是跟他本身有关系的。
Every time Jesus referred to Psalms, it has some relation to him。
这个就让我们回来看诗篇的时候，我刚才说诗篇。把我们的心眼界从人间引到天上。
So when we read songs, just like I said before, it leads us from earth into heaven.
尤其在这些君王诗篇里头，我们真的可以进入这种属灵的旅程。
Especially when you read these royal songs, we enter the spiritual journey.
那我就请大家翻开第二篇。
If you turn to chapter 2,
第二篇第二篇说外邦为什么争闹，万民为什么谋算虚妄的事。
Says, why do the nation conspire and the people plot in vain?
世上的君王一起起来，臣宰一同商议，要抵挡耶华并他的受膏者。
The kings of the earth take their stand, the rulers gather together against the Lord and against his anointed one.
说我们要挣开他们的捆绑，脱去他们的绳索。
Let us break their chains, they say, and throw off their fetters.
好，其余的经文我等一下才念。
I'll read the rest later.
现在我们要回来看一下，想一个第一和第二篇的关系。
Let's come back and kind of think about the relationship between chapter 1 and chapter 2.
那么好像是在昨天还是前天晚上，曾经讲到说，诗篇的第一个字是什么？福。
Last night I talked about what's the first word in song, which is blessed.
然后诗篇最后一节那个要句是什么？也是福。第二篇也是福。你看这个十二节，你看第二篇的十二节。
If you look at chapter 2, verse 12.
凡投靠他的都是什么？有福的。
You also see it says, blessed are all who take refuge in him.
那第一篇跟第二篇其实是一个单位来的。
You can really see chapter 1 and chapter 2 as a whole.
可以算是整本诗篇的引言。
It's like an introduction to the book of Song.
所以这个福这个字呢, 把第一篇跟第二篇把它扣连起来。
The word blessed sort of capped chapter 1 and chapter 2 together.
意思说一篇跟第二篇最好是一起看。
So it's best that we read chapter 1 and chapter 2 together.
好,我们回来看第一篇在讲什么呢?
If you look at chapter 1, what does it say?
那第一篇基本上我们就看到讲到一个义人好像一棵树栽在溪水旁按时候结果子叶子也不枯干凡他所做的
Chapter 1 talks about a righteous man is like a tree planted by streams of water which yields fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither, whatever he does prospers.
这个艺人最大的特点,第一个就是他喜爱神的律法。What's
so special about his righteous man is he delights in the law of the Lord.
他昼夜思想,
he meditates the law.
基本上就是说,这个是非常敬畏神的人,也遵循他话语的人, 而这个人叫做义人。
Someone who fear God and obey God, and this is a righteous man.
不但他敬畏上帝,同时他也远离罪恶,他不从恶人的计谋,不占罪人的道路,也不捉亵慢人的座位。
Not only he fears God, he also avoids sinners' way. He does not walk in the counsel of the wicked or stand in the way of sinners or sit in the seat of mockers.
那在他的对面呢,是恶人。
So opposite of him is the sinners.
那恶人却不是这样。
The wicked is not the same.
他们是不敬虔的。
They do not fear God.
他们是敌对上帝的。
They oppose God.
所以他们代表这个腐败黑暗的势力。
They represent the darkness in this world.
而这种人呢, 诗篇第一篇说, 他们好像糠皮被风吹散,
so,
完全的消失。
When they talk about the wicked, they're like chaff, they're the wind blows away and they disappear.
所以诗篇第一篇似乎给我们看见义人跟恶人的一种对比。
So in Psalm 1, you kind of see a comparison between the righteous and the wicked.
好像是个人的,一个义人,然后一个恶人。
It seems like a personal comparison between a righteous man and a wicked man.
甚至是一群的义人,还有一群的恶人的对比。
Or maybe even a group of righteous men or a group of wicked men.
但是到了第二篇的时候,我们看到他整个情况改变。
But in Psalm 2, you see there's a change in the picture.
然后你看第一节,它讲的是外邦,万民,还有世上的君王,还有臣宰。
And chapter 2, you immediately read there's the nations, people, rulers.
哇,好像整个世界都起来了。
And they're all against our God.
那如果你注意看的时候,这些外邦,万民,世界的君王,臣宰,这个势力呢,是一个不敬虔的势力。
And you see an unfaithful generation rising up against God.
然后他要敌对谁呢? 敌对耶和华的受膏者。
And who are they against? You see that they're against his anointed one.
所以你看见,发觉在这个世界上里头,有两股的势力的冲突,是万民列国针对耶和华的受膏者。
So you see there's two opposing foes, force. One is all the nations against God's anointed one.
然后这个受膏者是谁呢?
Who is the anointed one?
那我等一下再来讲。
I'll talk about it in a bit.
我也讲到就是说,这一个世界兴起,成为一股强大的一种黑暗的势力,要敌对神的受膏者。
You see that this world rise up as a darkness, as a force to go against God's anointed one.
我要你注意一个字,在中文就是在第二章第一节,有一个字,真闹,看到没有? 真闹这个字。
There's a word in chapter 2 verse 1 I want you to pay attention to, which is conspire.
如果你有真闹,其实我不是要看真闹,我要看下面那个谋算。谋算。 所以忘记真闹,现在看谋算。
Forget about the word conspire, look at the word plot.
我让你看的是谋算,你用笔把这个谋算把它圈起来,在你的圣经里。
If you just circle the word plot in your Bible.
那为什么也我要你圈起来呢？
Why do I want you to circle it?
因为这个字它的希伯来字跟那个第一章那个思想是同一个字来的。
Because it's the same word as the word that was used in Psalm 1 to meditate.
Yeah. So, 第一章翻成思什么默想，但是在第二章翻成谋算。
So, in Psalm 1, it's translated as meditate, but in Psalm 2, it's used as a plot.
这个默想这个字是什么意思呢？
What does meditate mean?
它这个字叫做 Haggah， 这个字是喃喃自语的意思。
It's a word Haggah, which means you're murmuring to yourself.
意思是说，就是这个异人，哎呀，你看这是神的律法，他在看神的律法、神的启示的时候，哎呀，他心中在想，讲了想一下，他又说出来，说出来，他又念一下，意思说这样的一种反反复复的一种思想，使他能够吸收明白，能够讲出来，这个就是默想神的话语的意思。
So for the righteous man, when he meditates, he's thinking about God's words and murmuring out in his mouth and thinking about it again. That's what meditation means.
那到第二章的时候，这同一个字呢，就被另外一群人用了。这个人用了，他们不是思想神的律法，他们天天在想，在谋算，在念念，要到底要怎么样来敌对上帝。
The same word is used in Psalm 2, where what they're thinking is not the law of the Lord, but is thinking how to plot against our God.
在想怎么样来反复你。
How do I go opposing God?
怎么样来发展他们的事情？
How do I expand our own rulership?
所以这个就是叶片就我们所看见的一个图像。
So this is a picture that was painted in chapter 2.
哇，你发觉世界万国万邦兴起来敌对这个受膏者。
You see the nations and people rising up going against the anointed one.
但是你看第十你看紧张不紧张？这个局势紧张吗？蛮紧张的。
Looks like there's a lot of tension, a lot of drama going on.
如果这教会有很大的压力。
You can kind of imagine, you know, if this were to happen to our church.
你要好好做个基督徒，那个社会是不允许你的。
If you're trying to be a good Christian and the world does not let you.
蛮紧张的一种关系。
There's a lot of tension.
但是到了第四节的时候。
But if you continue to read to verse 4.
那坐在天上的必发笑，主必嗤笑他们。
It says, the one enthroned in heaven laughs, the Lord scoffs at them.
那时他要在怒中责备他们，在烈怒中惊吓他们，说，我已经立我的君在锡安，我的圣山上了。
Then he rebukes them in his anger and terrifies them in his wrath, saying, I have installed my king on Zion, my holy hill.
忽然间你看见那个在天上坐着为王的那位主他在笑。
You kind of see our God sitting in heaven start laughing at the people.
所以这个天上的主不是坐立不安。
He's not, you know, afraid.
他在笑。
He's laughing.
我看到有些弟兄姐妹在笑，我就知道你心里想什么。
I kind of see you guys laughing down.
我觉得你有把握了。神在跟人笑。
God is laughing.
笑什么呢？笑这些人太无知了。
Is laughing at these people.
笑这些人，以为你可以靠着政治、经济的力量就可以建立一个人间的理想。
Is laughing at their ignorance, thinking they can use their economic or politics to rule this world.
所以这新闻说都上帝吓他们，他们全部都吓死了。
So the Bible tells us that God terrifies them.
然后在这个第六节的时候，他说：“我已经立我的君在锡安，我的圣山上了。”
In verse 6 it says, I have installed my king on Zion, my holy hill.
这里讲到神他的君王。
Talks about God's king.
这个就是那个受膏者。
This is the anointed one.
这个受膏者其实在希伯来文翻成就是 Messiah, Messiah 这个字。
In Hebrew it's a word that was used as Messiah.
就是受膏者。
It means anointed.
那这个君王是谁呢？
Who's this king?
你看这个世界在敌对神的受膏者，神在天上发笑，然后这一个受膏者是谁呢？
You see that all the nation rise against this king, against this anointed one, but who is this king?
第一个层面是从人间的层面，就是神在以色列中所高立的君王。
We have to look at it in two parts. The first part is look at it through his history.
那神高立世界以色列的君王，给他们三个很重要的责任。
Where God has anointed kings in Israel.
第一就是使人可以敬畏神。
God gives them three responsibilities. One is so that, the people will have reverence for God.
第二，叫人能够遵守神的律法。
Second, that they'll obey the law of the Lord.
第三，用神公义的统治来建立一个公正良善的国家。
And the king will rule the nation with God's peace and God's goodness.
这些都是神所高立的弥赛亚，受膏者。
This is the type of king that God anoints.
但是我们从历史看见，不管这些君王何等的正直公义、敬畏神，他们总之还是人。
But even if you look through Israel's history, no matter how good the king is, they're still human.
就是连大卫这个理想的君王，他有他的弱点。
Even King David, who pleases God, he has his weakness.
所以诗篇就开始带我们进入第二个层面。
So the second part that we're going to look at,
这个层面是谁呢？
Is that this king is someone different.
这个就是将来那个弥赛亚。
This king is the Messiah to come.
那这个弥赛亚是谁呢？
And who is the Messiah?
那诗篇第二篇不跟你谈太多。
Psalm 2 doesn't really tell you.
他只告诉我们在第七节到第尤其第七节这个受膏者说我要传圣旨耶和华对我说你是我的儿子我今日生你。
In verse 7 it says, I'll proclaim the decree of the Lord. He said to me, you are my son, today I become your father.
然后忽然间这个讲话的对象变成这个受膏者。
And all of a sudden, the one that's speaking in here becomes the son.
这个受膏者说我要传你的圣旨。
The anointed one then says,
然后神对他说你是我的儿子我今日生你。
And God says, you're my son, today I become your father.
那这个很有趣的，因为神对这个受膏者说你是我的儿子，因为我们对旧约的了解的时候，我们很少看见上帝称那些君王为他的儿子。
If you read Old Testament, you really see that God, declares any of the king his son.
所有的君王只是神的代表，同。
All these kings throughout history are just representative of our God.
甚至是神的仆人，但不是神的儿子。
Or even servants of our God.
但是神说你是我的儿子的时候，这个就开始把我们引进一个超越人间的弥赛亚。
But God is saying here, you are my son, and this leads us to look at a Messiah that's above our world.
这个弥赛亚是谁呢？
Who's this Messiah?
在当耶稣基督接受洗礼的时候，然后他从水里上来，然后天忽然开了，然后天上有声音说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”
So when Jesus got baptized and came out of water, there's a voice from heaven saying, "This is my son. This is my beloved son."
这个就是弥赛亚。
This is the Messiah.
诗篇把我们的眼界带到一个末世的角度。
So, song leads us to look at, you know, a view of the end time.
那昨天晚上我讲到赞美神。
Last night I talked about praising God.
我们教会信徒的生活绝对不能只是停在赞美神这个阶段。
But our life doesn't just end at praising God.
如果我们天天在这里赞美神，唱久了，我跟你讲，我也累了。
If we're always just praising God, sometimes I'll tell you, I'll get tired.
我也在会问这个人，天天赞美到底是为了长有什么长远的计划
？Because I'll ask if we just keep praising, what's the purpose of my praise?
所以如果弟兄姐妹很爱唱，难怪那些作诗的一直写歌给你唱。
If you just love singing, then you know there's always people who can keep writing the song.
这是神把你的世界从赞美带到末世角度。
But it's not just praising, but it's from praises to the sovereignty of God.
然后第十节说
Verse 10
现在你们君王应当醒悟，你们世上的审判官该受管教。
So chapter 2 verse 10 it says, Therefore you kings, be wise, be warned, you rulers of the earth.
11节当存畏惧侍奉耶和华，又当存战惊而快乐。
Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling.
当你嘴亲嘴，恐怕他发怒。你们便在道中灭亡，因为他的怒气快要发作，凡投靠他的都是有福的。
Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you be destroyed in your way, for his wrath can flare up in a moment. Blessed are all who take refuge in him.
这段经文里头包括了一个威胁，一个应许。
There's a threat in this verse, but also a promise.
那神应许凡是抵挡神计划救恩的人最终都是灭亡的。
It warns those who are against God's way that they're heading to destruction.
但他也应许凡是投靠他的人都是什么？有福的。
But it promises those who take refuge in him that they will be blessed.
明白这个意思吗？
Do you understand it?
那我们的时间到了，所以我在这里停。
Our time is up for this message.
下集然后我们12点才开始。
We'll continue, we'll pick it up at 12.
好吧，那么我想在这里停，我们做个祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你与我们同在，也感谢你让我们从你的话语中了解你神圣的旨意。
Father, we thank you for your with us and you reveal your truth to us through your word.
求你保守我们，也继续兴旺教会，使我们扎根在你的话语还有你的根基上。
Pray that you'll protect us and build up our church that were rooted in your word.
奉耶稣的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.